So I'm here with Josh from Gotham Games, wanting to talk about a little bit about the popularity in digital media. Just like to ask you a couple of questions.
Yeah.
First of all, thank you very much for coming
on
the show.
That's okay.
First off, with the rise in the popularity of digital media over the past few years, how do you believe this has affected you here at Gotham Games?
I think we're kind of lucky in the way that we specialise mostly in retro. I think that really hasn't affected us. There's always been emulation, and that's always been a digital thing. That's been around a pretty long time.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, even though they do emulation, there's still the collective aspect, and it's not just the physical thing. It's the memories that it holds. Like Pokemon, for example, people want the cartridge.
Yeah.
They want to be able to transfer between link cables and things like that. And I think that that's something that digital can't replicate.
Mm. Have you found that you've had to adapt to that trend at all, or do you think you're still quite in a comfortable place where you are?
Yeah, I think where others have struggled. So, for example, if you look at Game, are we allowed to name them?
Yeah. That's
if you look at Game and Gametronics, which is like the new big one, focusing a lot more on the digital side and the electronic side, they've had to kind of sell digital products in store, which is kind of a difficult thing to do that they've been introducing recently. That's not something we've ever had to do, which I'm kind of glad about, because it's just we want to keep it simple. We want to keep games as games, basically.
Yeah.
And I think that's why a lot of people come to us who don't really know much about games, or just want games and nothing else.
Yeah. What are your personal thoughts on digital media? Are you sort of the sort of person who would shop at Gotham Games? Do you like the older style things, or are you quite open to both?
I think I'm on both sides of the fence, and it's only recently. Like, I do collect retro games because I like classic games and things like that. But at the same time,
this is going back quite far. Is this Super Nintendo system?
Yeah, it is exactly the Super Nintendo.
Fantastic.
It's my first console I've been collecting since I had it. So it's a bit of the memory, and I do genuinely enjoy the games on it. But at the same time, I got Steam just this year, and I think there's a lot of the feeling of the games on Steam, like the indie developers, the kind of small groups of people creating games that they want to make. And that's what the SNES did. There was not massive teams on these games. The budgets weren't huge. So I think that digital development's promoting smaller teams and creating games, more soul in these games than the big blockbusters that you're getting at the moment as well.
Yeah, you definitely are seeing a sort of rise of the indie and definitely a fall of the AAA title. Well, thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you.